Ray, representatives for Facebook, Twitter, and Google all testified before our House of Lords this week about Russian efforts to spread disinformation during the last presidential campaign. Facebook said yes, as many as 126 million users may have seen content produced by and circulated by Russian operatives. Twitter said it discovered about 2,700 accounts controlled by Russians. And then Google said for the first time it had found about 1,100 videos of 43 hours of content related to the Russian efforts on YouTube. It also found about $4,700 worth of Russian search and display ads. Lindsey Graham, I say he was shocked.
I believe that each of you in your own way are taking these problems seriously. The one thing I can say without a doubt, what we're doing collectively is not working. You had a foreign government apparently buying thousands of dollars worth of advertising to create discontent and discord in the 2016 election.
Now, we'll let Stephen Overly take a shot at answering this, but so what? I mean, we're all influenced by bogus advertising all the time, unless, of course, I'm reading the commercial, then you can be very trusting of the message. But ignore the ads. No harm, no foul. It's just the stupidity of the American people that we're going to be influenced a presidential election. I'm not buying it.
Well, you know, what's the difference, like you said earlier, John, what's the difference between that and the ads we see every time somebody is running for an office over and over again? You know what? John blank and blank beats dogs and doesn't like his wife.
But the point being, it's like, are we so susceptible and so stupid that we buy these ads? I don't understand where the national security aspect of this comes in.
Call me crazy, and we use social media a lot, obviously. I just don't recall being inundated, maybe it was subliminal, by any ads during these campaigns.
Well, and Stephen can answer this, too. I believe they were targeted to certain precincts in certain counties and certain congressional districts. But, you know, if the Canadians were doing it, then I'd be worried. The Russians, not so much. Stephen Overly is here. He writes for Political, and he's their technology reporter. How serious do the senators consider this to be, and what's going to happen, Stephen?
Sure. Well, senators and lawmakers here in Washington are definitely taking this seriously. We had three hearings over the last 2 days where they peppered these companies with very hard questions on what they knew and when they knew it in terms of Russian advertising on their platforms. I think a key point here, you know, you mentioned sort of political advertising as a whole can lack transparency and be a bit slanted. But it's illegal when those ads come from a foreign entity. It's illegal for a foreign government to meddle in a U.S. election. And I think, you know, lawmakers here fear that that really does undermine our democracy. It's one thing for Americans to message at other Americans, but when it comes from a foreign government that may have nefarious, you know, goals in mind, then that's really problematic.
Is our intelligence apparatus concerned about sharing their fears with private companies that are worldwide entities like Facebook, Twitter, and Google? In other words, if they're worried about something, do they want to interact and interface with Google and Twitter and Facebook? Are they worried about their sources?
I think the reason they're interfacing with these companies is for a couple of reasons, but one is their extensive reach. I mean, the ads and the content that were shared and posted to Facebook and Twitter reached millions of Americans. And as you mentioned earlier, they were targeted based on race or based on geography, and sort of used to kind of sow this discord between different segments of the U.S. population. And because those messages were disseminated over Facebook, over Twitter, over Google, you know, the intelligence community feels like they need a window into how those messages were generated and how they were shared, and then ultimately what influence they might have had.
So this is the first time that Facebook or Twitter's ever had to deal with anything like this? $81 million to social media companies. I mean, to me, that seems like an awful lot of money without going detected until basically now.
Well, the $81 million figure from yesterday was how much Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton spent advertising on Facebook. So U.S. politicians, to be clear, use these, you know, dissemination systems very, very much, more so than ever in the last presidential election. The amount of money made from the Russian ads was considerably less. But there were red flags that lawmakers questioned and wondered why the tech companies didn't recognize earlier. For example, these political ads were paid for in rubles, which, you know, to many would be a clear indication that they came from Russia. But that was not sort of detected or flagged until Congress started asking questions of the tech companies.
Stephen, would any politician up there, would any politician have the courage to say, why don't we just rescind the law that prohibits foreign dollars?
We did not hear that in any of the three hearings yesterday.
Because, I mean, it's going to be impossible to police this. I mean, it's just, you know, if Russia really wants to influence the election, so you set up a dummy corporation here and it's done. I mean, we all watch Homeland.
Right. It is definitely a big problem, and one that I think everyone acknowledged will be evolving. You know, the tactics that were used in this election may not be the same tactics used in the next election.
Ray, do you think, Ray and Stephen both, do you think that the senators are taking this more or less seriously than the time that they inquired about Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa's steroid use?
I would think this might be a little bit more serious.
I would say so.
But, you know, my question is this, is are these numbers inflated at all? Because we all know that if we look at our Facebook posts and you see numbers that are generated, and there's always, you always look at that thing that says seen by, 12,382 people, and you know you didn't reach that many people. That is what it might be if so-and-so saw it and shared it and on. Are these numbers inflated at all?
Well, that was a big topic of conversation, this idea of impressions, which is essentially content you might see on your page, and clicks or content that you interact with. These numbers, these larger numbers, I believe, are impressions. So it's not clear that, 146 million Americans clicked on or interacted with content linked to Russia. But they certainly saw it, and there is the potential that it influenced their thinking around the election and around other social issues.
Well, if you're dumb enough to look at them and dumb enough to be influenced by them, then I guess we get what we deserve. Stephen, thanks. It's a terrific article. I know you're on this almost daily, so we'll watch you at Politico.com and have you back for some more education soon, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it. There's a Stephen Overly of Politico.com, their technology reporter.
You know, I think you brought up a good point earlier, too, John, is that if you were listening to, advertising through a terrestrial source, like a broadcast company, not just some fly-by-night media thing or Facebook or Twitter, you want to hear an ad and believe in it, it has to come through AM or FM radio.
I would say I could even narrow it down more just to AM radio, and I especially think the hours from 6 to 10 are probably the best.
Probably.
And if you could have one of the hosts actually do the commercial for you.
Right.
I think that's the way to go, because then you can believe it.
And it sounds less like a commercial.
Exactly.
And if I could, AM 890, if you could just, that'd probably be the way to go.
That's my lead.
Call Chris Andrews.
Here's Chris's cell phone number. Tell him John sent you.
The whole Chicago TSA or listening area, that is our lead.
Mike on I-90, do we get what we deserve if we're that gullible to believe all this nonsense?
How you guys doing?
Hi, Mike.
How are you? This whole discussion is just, I think it's politically motivated. It seems to be running from the Democratic Party. And I think it's because Hillary lost. She wasn't supposed to lose in their eyes. And after we're almost a year into this, and they keep talking about Russian influence and Russianness, and they're grabbing at straws and anything they can find, nothing has been found. But yet it's in the news every single day. The media is driving it. The Democratic Party is driving it.
Well, that your assumption is based on the fact that you believe Putin may have wanted Trump, or I guess that's what the Democrats would say. I think all the Russians or anybody else wanted to do was sow some discord here, and certainly they've been successful. So, you know, once you start doubting our institutions, you know, whether it's our judicial system or our legislative system, our executive branch of the government, then they win.
I do think Mike brings up a good point, though, because when these charges come down against Paul Manafort, it points to everything that he did before the Trump campaign. And I know that we're going to try to, you know, peel back the onion and see what we can find next. And that's what everybody's looking for. But I agree with Mike. Shouldn't we have had something by now?
What, on Russian collusion?
Yeah.
Well, look, it's tough to sort out, and we have exceedingly short attention span. I can't really depend on our esteemed senators to get to the bottom of it.
You know what? I believe there was a gentleman yesterday tweeting about speeding this process up.
Yeah, the president wanted to speed it up, sure. Just cut his head off and be done with it. Okay.